Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer. Yes, sir, Allah. It's right here. Let's get it.
We hit the strip. Boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens rain. Fire from the heavens rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50 verse 29. They gon' let them fly. They think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18 verse 1 through 18. Come out of her my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2 verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet, say the Most High. Ezekiel 33 verse 1 through 9. The watchman gotta warn the people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14 verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us. Which thinks the scriptures mean when they, the house is right for the woman rap. Half of the city took a fortune into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, that's my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. 2nd Ezra 16 and 31. We think a higher, that he sent his son Yeshua. 2nd Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see Zion. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 7. Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens rain. Fire from the heavens rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50 verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
Yeah, you know, that's all over the news. You can see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo. But this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6. Yeshua said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. You gotta put the Most High law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 19:24, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High shall rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in array against the queen, she has America. The scriptures call her Babylon. Revelation 18, and they thought to the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gon' see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
We hit the strip, still a hard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 6-7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens rain. Fire from the heavens rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50 verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Only temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. You believe you should live, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You are tuned in to the Lion's Den. We are warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother. As we always do about this time, I want to start off by saying, Ahayah Ba'ashem Yeshaya, Warawak. That's praise the Most High in the name of the Most High in Christ. I want to thank you all for being a part of another Sabbath with the brethren and sisters out there on all four corners of the earth. And, you know, once we start our shows, we always go into Revelation to show the seven overcomes that were written of in Scripture. Where Christ is letting us know that as we endure and overcome unto the end, or if we endure and overcome throughout the end, you know, the Most High will grant us a certain thing that were promised for those who are deemed righteous in the eyes of the Father, Ahayah. So, without further ado, I'm going to get into the seven overcomes, and we're going to be starting at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. Read that once again. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my power, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my power and the name of the city of my power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heaven from my power, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. So that completes the seven overcomes. Like we always do about this time at the beginning of the show, we absolutely go to Revelation to show you that Christ told us that there are certain things that if we endure and overcome it to the end, that we will receive those who are deemed righteous in the eyes of the Most High, Ahayah.
This is Downtown Music Production.
Oh, na 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 na. If I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 better keep it good. Keep you down while you sit there grumping. Thought about it all day, so you ain't did nothing. Coming at you for a reason, it must be something. Man, they just picking, you doing something they didn't. Man, they trying to tempt you, distract you from your mission. Man, they really love you, they don't know how to show it. They just know how to hate, so look at it, that's promotion. They keep grinding. No, you can't fall, no, no. But if you do, 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 when will you gon' get back up? Yeah, you still here, the Most High, he invested in you. I don't quit now, they ain't even seen the rest of you. I don't stress it, don't let them emotions get the best of you. I start stumbling, catch my balance, that's what I best to do. If I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 better keep it good. Hey, you better believe it. Somebody dislike ya. Before they hated you, they hated the Messiah. Or they ain't feel like you can walk around sighing. No need for retaliation, cause that ain't required. Did I say God is faithful? Yeah, I say God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able? 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. In other words, you won't be tempted beyond your means. So that means you can bear. Maybe you need to share it. It's someone you could be helping. If all they hold them up standing, you may have went through the same situation already. Get them ready. The next problem may be 10 times more heavy. In order for you to get through it, you must go in. And how you let it affect you, well, that depends. And just because you're down, it doesn't mean it's the end. The righteous man falls 7 times and rise again. If I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 I better keep it good. Yeah, if I fall, 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 better keep it good.
All right, brothers and sisters, shalom. Back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. And that was the brother, Os Chop, If I Fall. Letting you know if you fall down 7 times to get back up.
That was Polo Coach.
Oh, that was Polo Coach? Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was
that
Polo
was the brother Polo Coach. Shout out to the brother Polo Coach. If I fall. Yo. What's going on, brother?
What's good? Shabbat shalom, everybody. Warriors in Christ back in the building, trying to do some work. You know, what's good, Israel? So what you're going to do now is just go put out something else before we go on. Play a couple of tracks so we can move on and then we go on in. This is a new track, Brother Kaya Shawab, Overtime.
Yashua over time.
Turn your system up to the most high power. Go shim on them every minute of the hour. Do the work, stay up on your grind. Until that time is over, boy, we going overtime. Let them know we serve the most high, the higher. And follow every step that was left of your shire. Yeah, gotta let them know. Boy, we put in work as if we going pro. Sword sharper than a Ginsu, ready to sever into any devil I run into or endeavor I run into. My brethren get it into, and the Lord our God is one. So tell me who you pray into. We praise the power of the Hebrews, and it's a light thing to bring the power to the people. Yeah, into the Gentile or the Jew. If you choose to serve the highest, serve in spirit and in truth. I'm armed with a sword, you might not want to wrestle. Don't deal with flesh and blood, boy, my fight is with these devils. Let me add them, just give me the cue. Yeshua, let me sick them, as if I had the flu. And they ain't got a clue, someone please give them the memo. That the kingdom is at hand, you can feel the wicked tremble. Yeah, Yeshua building up a temple. Our kingdom is forever, and yours was just a rental. Turn your system up to the most high power. Go shim on them every minute of the hour. Do the work, stay up on the grind. Until that time is over, boy, we going overtime. Let them know we serve the most high, a higher. And follow every step that was left of Yeshua. Yeah, gotta let them know. What we put in work as if we going pro. See, many get that call, but the chosen is a remnant. Thank the Father that I answered, and I don't take it for granted. I'd give my life at any given instant and die for this word. Call it a life sentence. And woe to the sons of perdition. We the body of Yeshua, and we form a coalition. So listen, ye are of your father, the devil, in the very same lust of your father ye do also. I praise the higher, the power of false truth, and your father is a liar. So tell me, how real are you? He was the killer from the jump, and we casting down his life, cause it's time to blow the trump. Cursed be that dragon, won't to that old serpent, which deceives the whole world, called the devil and Satan. Yeah, bro, he had but a short time, but until that time is over, boy, we going overtime. Turn your system up to the most high power. Go shim on them every minute of the hour. Do the work, stay up on your grind. Until that time is over, boy, we going overtime. Let them know we serve the most high, higher. And follow every step that was left of your shire. Yeah, gotta let them know. What we put in work as if we going pro.
By Shalom, brothers and sisters. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother Dwayne. That was Kaya Shawab with a new track that was Overtime. Shout out to the brother Kaya Shawab, Barla Wise, Brother Alex. Everybody doing their thing for the Most High, higher by Hashem Yeshua, while we walk. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so So go ahead and go on the next track with him, Precepts. We'll go into some news after that.
Okay.
Over to the daughter, dabble while she falling. You can catch me in the south, home ain't an option. I'm gonna steal my refuge, see times a man to test us. My brother, be a good cheer, I hire you still has blessed us. There ain't nothing new, but it's news to you. Look up in the book, you'll see what's lying true. Check up on the past, Ecclesiastes 1 and 9. So let's check out Edom, not the past, but present time. As for Rome, how they gone, but you still got a church. Seven heads, ten horns, poke decked out gold, red and purple. Revelation 17:5, the mystery that's hidden not. Don't matter in the end, prophecies or loyalty changes not. That spells trouble for these nations playing for the wrong team. But you're an individual, pick what side you're coinciding. Me, I follow king and priest, who nobody stands to war with him. You worship in the beast, like who's able to make war with him. I know your identity, you think you're clever, but you got to step. Stop wasting time on carnal things, realize there ain't much time left. A world full of pretend, while your leaders are dishonest. 2 Peter 3 and 9, no slackness with the promise. Blind leading the blind, Satan's out the ditch. Seeing good as evil,
you better get that fixed.
Better get some knowledge and stop being so lawless. I'm talking 2 Tim 3 and 17, psychologists. Hear these words, you better listen. Most eyes raining fire, bringing earthquake up, it's cataclysmic. You ever see television? If we prophesy, you miss it. Most eyes probably won't be out with it. You know the truth, you're optimist, but still the end, don't get it twisted. With the truth music, so everything is real talk. Even when you shy your back, this work don't never stop. We Hebrews beat the feet up, but not for the guap. I'm with my brother, life returns, so go ahead and get him.
Precepts linked up, precepts linked up.
Y'all show up to the plate, and I promise I'ma swing and send it to outer space. They can't contain me like they running out of space, cause I'm running up to Christ like a high speed chase. Yeah, and what's a beat without a beat? So we beat that thing up and let them know no beat is safe. Road rage, so I'd rather write the cherub, singing praises to a higher on repeat like a parrot. No Judas is scared, salute to all my brethren. War on the beat and I leave 20 seconds. And we got them bouncing like a speed bump. See the Yasharala and we leave them tree stumped. And you can find me in these scriptures, making sure my sword cut deeper than a blister. Yeah, got my Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Neo with the truth, you can shoot, I rebuke. I got guns and they loaded up with precepts. Finger on the trigger and I'm ready to release it. Think in like Abraham. Keep my power in the heart, I keep my prayers in. Dressed in the law of my father, wear the spirit like a shirt, and we're walking. Upright is my posture, and I'ma do it right till I'm playing for the roster. Go sham, so we play above the rim till my cup does run it and it flow over the brim. And let the oil drip straight from my chin. My light is gonna shine even though they want it dim. I get on these tracks like a train and put my soul on the beat till it stains. Yeah, tell them repent and do it pronto. When the Lord is raining fire, you gon' need more than a poncho.
Right, that was Precepts Linked Up, another one from the Yashawa. Who was the feature artist on that? That's right, you know.
I got to look and see. I ain't paid attention. I just loaded up on the.
It's cool.
What we're going to do is go into some news. It's not new news, but this is something where we need, we as warriors in Christ are going to bring it out tonight because it's been out there, but we're going to speak on it tonight because we're going to come back and go in depth on it next week. But we're just going to bring this out right here. Israelis harvesting black and Hispanic children's organs. We finna go and talk about, we just finna speak on the real light real quick. Brother, get that link out. Get that link out and read the title and everything. Do your thing.
All right. Basically, you're going to go to a site called caperville.com. That's caperville.com / and just type in Israeli-harvesting-children's-organ. So that's caperville.com/Israelis-harvesting-children-organ. And that'll get you the direct link. I'm just going to read this from the top. Israelis harvesting black and Hispanic children's organs. This is this was posted in November 23rd, so not that long, just last month, actually, by Maximillo. Okay, it says here, people protect your children. It's real. All of these children being killed and being found without organs is not a coincidence. They are even doing it down here in Haiti. And there's something in quotes here that says, they pay the poor and the hungry to slowly dismantle their bodies or simply take what they want. Let me read it again, sorry. They pay the poor and the hungry to slowly dismantle their bodies or simply take what they want from fresh corpses. Body parts are commodities to be harvested and sold to the rich. So please be aware. It says, and they are doing it to our Hispanic brothers and sisters in Costa Rica. Costa Rican authorities announced on Wednesday that they had broken up an international organ trafficking ring that worked with Israeli doctors and specialized in selling kidneys to patients in Israel and East Europe. Costa Rica's attorney.
Hold on one second, because there's major. That's seriously major when we understand that the Israeli people who say they're the Israelites, but we know they're not the Israelites. They're actually Edomites. And so who at the head of all this is the Mount of Esau. And it says it's an international organ trafficking ring that worked with Israeli doctors. So these Edomites, Israeli doctors and specialize in selling kidneys to patients in Israel. So we know those are not Israelites they're selling them to. They're selling Israelite organs to Edomites and in East Europe, Edomites. So it's not just they took our identity and they family us. They understand that our organs are stronger. And this is what they're doing. So we're going to go into this very much in depth next week, because this week we have a study called Ahio, the Jealous God. We're going to go in and show what the Most High is jealous of. He's not jealous because an individual has money or any other, because a person want to follow his laws. The Most High is jealous because he know if you don't follow him in spirit and truth, he know the torment and anguish that your spirit will receive for in damnation forever. He don't want to see that happen. So we will go into this more in depth next week, but finish reading that out, and we could come back, like I said, we'll come back into this next week.
The recent authorities announced on Wednesday that they had broken up an international organ trafficking ring that work with Israeli doctors and specialize in selling kidneys to patients in Israel and East Europe. Costa Rica's Attorney General's office said Israeli doctors had performed kidney removal operations on some Costa Rican donors who sold their organs. Authorities also said the key suspect arrested in Costa Rica, a physician, had been in touch with Israeli doctors to match up Costa Rican kidney donors with Israeli recipients. Costa Rica says Ring allegedly sold kidneys to patients in Israel, Europe, health ministry, no knowledge of reported cases. And just for those of you that need more mainstream sources, okay, this is going into other sources that you can get the same information from. So, yeah, that pretty much wraps it up until next week. But as I said at the top of the article, it says, people, protect your children. This is real. All these children being killed, being found without organs is not a coincidence. They are even doing it down here in Haiti. So just letting you know, man, that's real close to home, you know, where we are located right now. So there's a lot of people within the community that are Haitian or Levi. So
right, because it's not just, they just, that's just one article we read, because they found a boy in Georgia. They did an autopsy. His organs was taken out. They found a newspaper in his body. It was the brother found in California. His organs was missing. So this is true. This is happening. And so our job as warriors in Christ is to get on our show and let people know that our brothers and sisters know, watch your children, you know, and not just your children, you adults. You have to be smart. Don't look at it as, oh, they can't do nothing to me. This is high-level stuff. This is high-level stuff. So we don't know who partaking in it, police or whatnot. Because listen to what I'm saying. Organs are being taken out. It's not like you or me could go in somebody's body and know what our organs to take out. These people know exactly what to go in and get. So that is high-level stuff. We have to be careful. We know we're in Jacob's trouble. So with that said, we'll come back. We'll focus on this next week. We'll go in and depth on it next week. But brothers and sisters, be careful. You know, our organs are stronger, and they know that. So, you know, just be careful. Stay prayed up. Keep doing the work for the Most High.
glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Yeshua said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Most High, thy power, and him only shalt thou serve. Here we go again, trying to break me down to the end. All the while you were looking for a friend to hypnotize and make me cry.
Emotional rollercoaster.
Here you go again, trying to break me down to the end. All the while you were looking for a friend to hypnotize and make me cry.
Emotional rollercoaster.
Here you go again, trying to break me down to the end.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. You all tuned into the Lion's Den. Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother Dwayne. And tonight's show is Ahiah, the Jealous God. Have the mission statement ready, brother?
This is our mission statement over here at Warriors in Christ. Like the brother, it's a follow-up from the brother read the seven overcomes, because when we come in this truth, we understand there's a lot of different obstacles that are coming in front of us. So with that being said, Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect to persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahayi Ba'ashim, Yeshayi Wawawa. That's our mission statement over here at Warriors in Christ. The show tonight is called Ahiah the Jealous God.
Yeah. Look. See, these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that Yahshua Lakwam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yahshua Lakwam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book, cause we back to our power. Yahshua got him shook. Don't try, boy, we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. Yeah, I'm good with my sword, someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the Most High Power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshua. And sayonara, get rid into your system, where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription, so I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble, so I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's a higher by Hashem that I go, till a higher by Hashem, Yeshua is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome, got the spirit of Yeshua all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy I feel great, with a higher as my power and Yeshua as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it, so no, I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu, we come into a city near you. Hot off the press, Yasharala is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Suck to the Lord of hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod, until that sea to make way. We walking over dry shod. And ain't no power got more power than my power. Knock them over like a tower with the Allah High and Nawa. One accord all aboard the fellowship. We play the starring role, but you wanna flip the script. The land of milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the children of these scriptures, we fit the description, but we don't fit this world like things poking out a mitten. We love not the world, we don't want want it. Spit it and spit it out like a scotch bonnet. Remove the blinds, my people waking up. No more to and fro, like a hockey puck. Tell me, who did the Shire come to save? Is Israel a servant? Is Israel a slave? Tell them behave, we don't wanna have to brawl them. Shire on the speed dial, don't make us have to call them. Yeah, hope you got it understood. We the battle axe, boy I wish you would. And we won't stomp you out, we use a jackhammer. Kwame Yasharala on the banner. And we keep the light on like a lantern. We stand firm and let them throw a tantrum. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
This forecast that we coming like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that Yasharala won. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharala won. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to a power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
All right, brothers and sisters, you're tuned in to the Lion's Den. Shabbat Shalom. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. And tonight's show is Ahaya, the Jealous God.
Okay. Ahaya. Bahashim Yeshayu Wawuwa. Ahaya Asha Ahaya. The power that freed the children of Israel, and we know who we are today. We are the children of Israel. So, with that being said, we're gonna go in tonight, and this study is gonna be quite interesting because a lot of people don't understand that the Most High Power is a jealous God, but the reason they think He's jealous is totally opposite from what the understanding of the scriptures give why the Most High is jealous power. First of all, the Most High created everything. He's the creator of all things. But what we're going to do, we're going to play this little clip of Oprah Winfrey, of what she said, and then we're going to go in from there.
In reading books such as Tolle's, it's really opened my eyes up to a new way of thinking, a new form of spirituality that doesn't always align with the teachings of Christianity. So my question is to you, Oprah, how have you reconciled these spiritual teachings with your Christian beliefs?
I've reconciled it because I was able to open my mind about the absolute indescribable hugeness of that which we call God. I took God out of the box because I grew up in the Baptist church and there were, you know, rules and, you know, belief systems and doctrine. And I happened to be sitting in church in my late 20s, and I was going to this church where you had to get there at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning or you couldn't get a seat, and a very charismatic minister, and everybody was just, you know, into the sermon. And this great minister was preaching about how great God was and how omniscient and omnipresent and God is everything. And then he said, and the Lord thy God is a jealous God. And I was, you know, caught up in the rapture of that moment until he said jealous. And something struck me. And I was like, I think about 27 or 28. I was thinking, God is all, God is omnipresent, God is all, and God's also jealous. God is jealous of me. And something about that didn't feel right in my spirit, because I believe that God is love and that God is in all things. And so that's when the search for something more than doctrine started to stir within me.
Okay, what the sister just said was amazing. We're going to go to Isaiah 29, verse 16, because this woman said, is God jealous of her? Why? What is the Most High Power jealous of? Her millions of dollars that she have that she sold out to Satan. She sold her soul to Satan. So what the Most High is not jealous because of the money she have. The Most High, this is crazy. Isaiah 29, verse 16.
Is my background coming in all right? Does it sound a little fluttery or anything or what?
You good.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 16?
Yes.
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 16. Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding?
Okay, right here we understanding that the Most High created all things. So how could the clay speak to the part of the hands that fashioned it? And that's basically what Oprah Winfrey is doing. But we understand she's put in place to do that. She's put in place to lead astray millions, Jews and Gentiles, because she have a wide audience of people. We're going to go to Romans 1, verse 25, because we're going to Romans 1, verse 25, because the way she put it out there to the unlearned, she put it out there that the Most High is jealous of her. And the Most High is not jealous of her. The Most High is jealous because the every word the Most High have put out there for us to follow is life. And if we don't follow the Most High commandments, laws, and statutes, we would end up on the path of death, destruction. So the Most High don't want to see us perish. The Most High don't want to see the spirits that he created come into earth and be deceived by the power of death, Satan. So if we was to follow laws, statutes, and commandments, we would live life. Read Romans 1, verse 25.
Chapter 1, verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever.
See, right there, I'm on. So we'll go to Isaiah 45, verse 9. So what we're doing right now, we're just showing, we're going to the scripture showing that we understand what Oprah Winfrey's job is, but we also have a job. We have a job to show our brothers and sisters and try to enlighten our brothers and sisters that we understand people like Oprah Winfrey and all everybody who's been on TV. Agenda, and job is to build, is to thrive in Satan's kingdom. But we opposite of that. We in Satan's kingdom, but our job is to try to pull out one brick at a time towards Zion, towards the Most High Kingdom. So if ridicule, suffering, death, whatever come before us, we will welcome it. Because we here to do the work of the Most High. Isaiah 45, verse 9. Read.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, who makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands.
Read that again for me, because going back to what Oprah Winfrey said, this statement she made, how she ended up looking for something outside of the true doctrine when she came across the Most High as a jealous God. But we understand what she's doing. It's not, we understand it's her job to mislead people. It's her job to infiltrate the sheep, the lost sheep, and to lead astray. We understand that's her job, that's her position. Read again for me.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9. Woe to him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherd. Place say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou? For thy work, he hath no hand.
So we understand that the Most High created the first man. The Most High created the very first creation. The Most High pulled the Holy Spirit from him. That's his kind, loving side. That's his mirror side. The Holy Spirit, the reward. Christ is a product of creation. Everything comes from the Most High. Let's read Ezekiel 18, verse 23, and let's get an understanding, and let's try to get an understanding of this question that the Most High is going to ask. Ezekiel 18, verse 23.
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse, have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Saith the Most High.
Read that again.
Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Saith the Most High Power.
Start at 21 and read it on down for me.
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Transgression that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he has done, he shall live. Verse 23. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Saith the Most High Power. And not that he should return from his ways and live? Verse 24.
Start right there. So we get an understanding that the Most High do not want not one spirit to fall in condemnation. He do not have no pleasure in watching the wicked perish. Let's go to 2 Edwards 7, verse 7 and 8, so we can get a better understanding of what the Most High is jealous of. The Most High is jealous because he do not want to see the spirits that come from him perish. 2 Edwards 7, verse 78, when the Cambridge annotated study apocrypha.
One moment.
Because it's the understanding that the Most High have that man don't have, that was hidden from man. And even it's in the earth with so many different lies, agendas, and infiltration in different doctrines to keep us away from the truth for the Most High. A lot of people will not grasp the truth that the Most High, that there is a place, a torment in the earth, under the earth, inside the earth, which is called hell, Hades. And a lot of people don't believe that. But let's go in and read this and see what the Most High don't want people to. He don't want the spirit to be condemned. Read for me.
2 Edwards, chapter 7, verse 77. Annotated Cambridge Apocrypha. Chapter 78. Now concerning death, the teaching is, when the decisive decree has gone forth from the Most High that a man shall die, as the spirit leaves the body to return again to him who gave it, first of all, it adores the glory of the Most High. And if it is one of those who have shown scorn and have not kept the way of the Most High, and who have despised his law, and who have hated those who fear the Most High, such spirit shall not enter into habitation, but shall immediately wander about in torment, ever grieving and sad, in seven ways. The first way, because they have scorned the law of the Most High. the second way, because they cannot now make a good repentance that they may live. The third way, that they shall see the reward laid up for those who have trusted the covenant of the Most High. The fourth way, they shall consider the torment laid up for themselves in the last days. Fifth way, they shall see how the habitations of the others are guarded by angels in profound quiet. The sixth way, they shall see how some of them will pass over into torment. The seventh way, which is worse than all the ways that have been mentioned, because they shall utterly waste away in confusion and be consumed with shame, and shall wither with fear as seeing the glory of the Most High before whom they sinned while they were alive, and before whom they are to be judged in the last times. That's it, brother.
So it's seven different things after the spirit is taken away from the body, that the spirit is gone. When the spirit leaves the body, it's seven different things that's going to occur in the spirit world. And the brother just read those seven things. And the Most High do not want not one spirit to have to deal with those things. So he's a jealous power, because he do not have no pleasure in watching the wicked perish. So we're going to go to Ezekiel 33, verse 11. When you get a chance, read 2nd Edras 7. 78 through 87. You have to get you the Cambridge Annotated Study Apocrypha, and you can read what the brother just read. Ezekiel 33, verse 11.
Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel?
So the Most High is asking, why will you die, O house of Israel? Because we're going to go in and show when the Most High gave his laws, statutes, and commandments to the children of Israel, they was given the laws, statutes, and commandments to be a light unto the rest of the earth, unto the other people that's outside of that nation, outside of the nation of Israel, which what you would call Gentiles or heathens, nations outside of the children of Israel, outside of a Hebrew Israelite, outside of the chosen seed that the Most High chose, the people that he chose to give his laws, statutes, and commandments. And if you follow these laws, statutes, and commandments, whether it be Jew or Gentile, Hebrew or Gentile, Hebrew or heathen, a Hebrew or non-Hebrew or non-Hebrew Israelite, you will live if you follow every word of the Most High, because the Most High words is life. Let's go to Acts 3, verse 19. The Most High have no pleasure watching the wicked perish. The Most High have no pleasure at all seeing people being deceived and working in the wicked way, coming against their brethren, killing and destroying, and being greedy for money, just operating against the righteousness of the Most High. The Most High have no pleasure in understanding that these spirits is going to be tormented day and night until judgment. And when judgment comes, throw it in a lake of fire. The Most High have no pleasure. He has no pleasure in that. Acts 3, verse 19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
So read that again, because right here, This is the New Testament letting us know that that's the reason what the word repent means, change. Stop doing whatever you're doing, stop doing it and start operating according to the laws, statutes, and commandments that the Most High have bestowed on the children of Israel. And the children of Israel are the people, the kings and priests that give out the law, or to give out the word of the Most High. Follow these words, follow these ordinances, follow these laws, statutes, and commandments, and you will live. Read that again.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Okay, now let's go to Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, so we can get an understanding of when the Most High gave the laws, statutes, and commandments to the children of Israel. When he gave the laws, statutes, and commandments to the children of Israel, they was locked in under the covenant. And when these people was given the laws, statutes, and commandments, they was given the covenant to walk therein and follow the words of the Most High. These people was set on high above all the nations in the earth. So if these people follow these laws, statutes, and commandments, they will be set above all nations. But yet, if these people break these commandments, the Most High have to war against these people, because the Most High cannot lie. He do not lie. He's a righteous power. And the Most High understand, if you don't walk in his laws, statutes, and commandments, his words, you will be following Satan, which is the prince of death. And the Most High, that's why he's jealous to see people following Satan, because Satan is a deceiver, the father of all lies. He's only deceiving you where you think everything's fine and grand and dandy, yet at the end of the day, your spirit will be taken to Hades, hell. Satan's job is to deceive you, to take as many spirits to hell, because he's condemned. So what he's doing, he's trying to take as many to hell with him. So the Most High power understand that you're being deceived, you're a sheep following Satan with his lies, and you will be condemned. You will be thrown in hell. You will be tormented day and night until judgment. And after judgment, you'll be thrown in the lake of fire. And the Most High don't want to see that happen to not one individual. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15 through 20.
Deuteronomy 28 or 30?
Deuteronomy 20, Deuteronomy 30, verse 15 through 20.
30 and 15, all right. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy power, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy power shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou possessest overjoyed to go to possess it. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Hello? One moment. Brother Dwayne. Hold on one moment.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You got you got two lines open on the air, man. I don't know.
I just fell off when I called back, so I'm good. Let's go. Let's go to Psalm 78, verse 55.
Psalm 78, verse 55.
78, verse 55 through 59. But right here, what he just read, Deuteronomy 30:15 through 20, is showing that the Most High have a covenant with the children of Israel, in that the heavens and the earth was called a witness against the children of Israel. So the covenant that the children of Israel stands, long as the heaven and the earth, long as the heavens and the earth stand, the covenant stands with the children of Israel, what the Most High have. So when the children of Israel broke the covenant, the Most High had to war against his people. And that's where jealousy came in. Because we have to understand that the Most High did not want to fight and kill and destroy his people, but they broke the covenant. They broke the covenant. So the Most High don't want a war against his people. So what the Most High did, the Most High sent Christ in the earth for a new covenant. But it's only going to be a small few who are going to actually cling to the new covenant and walk in the ways of Christ. So it's going to be a small remnant. So we have to understand that. Psalm 78, verse 55 through 59.
Psalm chapter 78, verse 55. He cast out the heathen also before them and divided them in inheritance by lines, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked him to lock him, the Most High power, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their graven images.
So right here we seeing what happened at the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15 through 20, that the covenant was given to the children of Israel and that the heavens and the earth were called as a witness against these people that he made a covenant with, against this seed that he chosen. Psalm 78, 55 through 59 is showing that these same people broke the law, statutes, and commandments. So by them breaking the law, statutes, and commandments, they're breaking the words of the Most High, and the words of the Most High is life. So these people are in error, and now they have a destruction towards death, because every word of the Most High is life. So by these people breaking the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, now the Most High is warned against them because they broke the law, statutes, and commandments, and now they're on the path towards death. And the Most High do not want his people to go through the destruction of death. The Most High prefer people to follow his law, statutes, commandments, his judgments, because they're righteous, they're life. So let's read St. John 6, verse 63.
St. John chapter 6, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
So we got to understand that every word that the Most High, every judgment, every law, every ordinance that the Most High have, if we follow them, we on the path to righteousness. We submitting ourselves to the righteousness of the Most High. If we choose to go the opposite way, we're yielding ourselves to the prince of death. we're yielding ourselves to Satan, which is the adversary to all mankind. Read Job 9, verse 24. Because it's the reason why the Most High have ordered statutes and commandments. Because, like I said, if we follow those laws, statutes, and commandments and his judgments, which is righteous, we will live life. And the Most High have things set up for us, what I mean us, mankind, the spirits that come in the earth and come through the flesh, that habitates the flesh. The Most High have things set up that if you follow the righteous path, he have a kingdom set up. And a lot of people don't understand that, because a lot of people don't understand that it's actually hell, a prison where the spirits and the souls that would not listen to the law, statutes, and commandments, and the orders and the judgments of the Most High and the righteousness of the Most High is hell in torments, tortures, until judgment. Now imagine somebody who died in 1920, and it's 2013. Brother, you want to think, how long have they been down there in torment?
Man, you made me do some math.
You said 1920.
I mean, they've been down there for 93 years, going on 100.
Now, give me a description of the things that go on in hell.
Man, the description is just—it's basically. I'm gonna just put it in layman's term, man. It's like going through a bad dream, or going through a nightmare, repetitively over and over. Let's say, for instance, you know, your teeth getting broke out of your mouth, only for them to grow back, and they just get broke out your mouth the next day. You know what I'm saying? For instance. It's like a never-ending nightmare that you don't wake up from. You know what I'm saying? And you feel exactly what's going on, like how we maybe go through a nightmare here or something like that, and then you wake up out of it. Just imagine you ain't waking up out of that nightmare when you're down in Hades. So that's nowhere that I would wish on anybody to go, let alone myself. So absolutely got to pay attention to, you know, what the word of the Most High says, because the Most High doesn't want any of us to perish, as we're reading right now in these scriptures on today's lesson, on today's show, the highest, the jealous power, the jealous God.
So 93 years of torments, torture, try to speak an angel, just slap you. One person getting drugged from this side to the other side. You've seen each other getting drugged from one side to another side, getting women getting hung with eyelids hooked by that, on their eyelids with hooks of fire, men with ice all the way up to their necks, nothing but their heads sticking out, nothing but ice. There's so many different tortures according to our works in the earth. Everything we do is recorded. So every sinful act, sin means transgress, which means, which sin is a transgression of the law, means breaking of the law. So every transgression of the law has a judgment behind it. So we need to try to, like the scripture say, repent and come back to the Most High ways, statutes, commandments, judgment, and try to live. Read Job 9, verse 24, because this is what happened when Adam, disobeyed the Most High and ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
That was Job 9 and 24, brother?
Read Job 9, verse 24.
All right. Job 9 and 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
Okay. Who is he? Who gained the power of the earth when Adam fell? Let's go to Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17. Because if the Most High, every word of the Most High is life, and the opposite of following the Most High is death, Satan, which is the prince of death, Job 9, verse 24, is letting us know that the earth was given into the hands of the wicked once Adam lost the power, once he ate up the fruit of knowledge of good and evil.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the gardens thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
They shall surely what?
Thou shalt surely die.
Thou shalt surely die. And Satan understood when he spoke to Eve that if he treat her to eat up the fruit, that she would get the knowledge how to scheme, connive, and lie, because it says the knowledge of good and evil, because they ran around in the garden, they walked through the garden with no clothes on, just like little children who run around the house when it's time to bathe. They're innocent. They have no knowledge of good and evil. They have no knowledge of lies and deceit. But when Satan tricked her, told her, you shall not surely die, was letting her know, you ain't going to die as soon as you eat the fruit. When you eat it, you ain't going to just drop out and die. But he knew he would get power over the earth. His job is to take as many souls to hell, because that's where he's going to get thrown in the lake of fire. He's going to get Hades for 1,000 years. Then he going to get thrown in a lake of fire. He know the ultimate judgment, that he only have a period of time to rule over the earth and take as many souls with him to be thrown in the lake of hell. But he also knows why he stuck on the earth during this period of time, that he could get your spirit taken down to hell, Hades, and be tormented over and over and over until judgment. So, let's analyze this again. Read that again for me. What the Most High told Adam.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. And the Lord, power, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Thou shalt surely die. Now let's look at 2 Edras 7, verse 88. We're going back into the Cambridge Annotated Study Apocrypha. And we're going to look at the spirit that's a righteous spirit, a spirit that follows the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High. Because that's why the Father is a jealous power, because he do not want to see the spirit that has his essence that come from him in torment. He do not want to see these spirits get thrown in the lake of fire. Let's look at the flip side of all these things that the Most High have stored up for the spirit that's righteous.
All right. Like the brother said, Annotated Cambridge Apocrypha, 2 Edras chapter 7, verse 90. Therefore, this is a teaching concerning them. First of all, they shall see with great joy the glory of him who receives them, for they shall have rest in seven orders. first order because they have striven with great effort to overcome the evil thought which was formed with them, that it might not lead them astray from life unto death. The second order, because they see the perplexity in which the souls of the ungodly wander and the punishment that awaits them. The third order, they see the witness which he who formed them bears concerning them, that while they were alive, they kept the law which was given them in trust.
Read that again for me. Read that again for me.
Verse 9. The third order, they see the witness which he who formed them bears concerning them, that while they were alive, they kept the law which was given them in trust. Verse 95. The fourth order, they understand the rest which they now enjoy. The fourth order, they understand the rest which they now enjoy, being gathered into their chambers and guarded by angels in profound quiet, and the glory which awaits them in the last days.
Read that again, because it's showing that they done made it to the bosom. And they done made it through the hardships of walking in the flesh. That their spirit warred against the flesh, but they listened and followed the ordinance of the Most High. They followed every word of the Most High to the best of their ability, because we understand in the flesh we're going to sin. But if we follow the Most High as much as possible to avoid as much as sin we can. Read that again for me.
The fourth order, they understood the rest which they now enjoy, being gathered into their chambers and guarded by angels in profound quiet, and the glory which awaits them in the last days. The fifth order, they enjoy.
So it's in their chambers. So what I need you to do real quick, I need you to go to Luke 16, and I need you to go to Abraham's bosom real fast. They're gathered in their chambers, guarded by angels.
Luke 16. Well, that's from the top or what?
No, don't start from the top. Go down to where Abraham is telling the rich man exactly what's going on.
Okay. 2. Verse 22. Luke 16:22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
So the beggar died and was carried where?
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Now, read to me again what you just read, the fourth order in the second Esdras, in the annotated, the Cambridge Annotated Study Bible. So we can get an understanding that the bosom is what the bosom, or what is the rich, and what a poor man was taking. The bosom, Abraham's bosom, is what this is speaking of in Second Esdras in the Cambridge Annotated Study Bible.
All right, Second Esdras, chapter 7, verse 95, Annotated Cambridge Apocrypha. The fourth order, they understood the rest which they now enjoy, being gathered into their chambers and guarded by angels in profound quiet, and the glory which awaits them in the last days.
Okay. Now, go to when Abraham is telling the rich man that Lazarus is in the place of rest, that he's in the place where he could get his rest, and he's guarded and he's safe.
All right. Gonna be verse 25. Luke 16, verse 25. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
Now he's comforted. Now he's comforted. And he is in torment because he's in hell. Keep reading, brother.
26. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from them.
Because he couldn't come across anyway, because there's a whole bunch of lava down there. On one side is hell, where is the torment, the torture. And the other side is Abraham's bosom, where they're in perpetual rest until Christ hit the atmosphere. When Christ hit the atmosphere, those in Abraham's bosom will rise first. It said the dead in Christ will rise first when Christ hit the atmosphere. And they will be changed. They will be getting heavenly bodies. But until then, they in rest with angels guarding them while they in comfort. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. No, finish where you were. I'm sorry. Finish where you was. Go back to the Cambridge Annotated Study of Apocrypha. I'm sorry. And finish off on the next verse where it's showing the fifth thing that will happen to the righteous spirit that will follow the Most High laws, statutes, and commandments.
All right. Chapter 7, verse 96 in the Annotated Cambridge Apocrypha. This is 2nd Exodus, chapter 7, verse 96. The fifth order, they rejoice that they have now escaped what is corruptible and shall inherit what is to come. And besides, they see the strait and toil in which they have.
Read that again. Read it aloud. Read it again aloud.
The fifth order, they rejoice that they have now escaped what is corruptible and shall inherit what is to come. And besides, they see the strait and toil from which they have been delivered, and the spacious liberty which they are to receive and enjoy in immortality.
So they're happy that they endured and they came through the earth with all the trials and tribulations that the flesh bestowed on them, and they was able to follow the Most High laws, statutes, and commandments to the best of their ability, and it was deemed righteous. And they came through the earth and made it through the earth, and it was deemed righteous that they made it to Abraham's. So these are people who's mindful of the Most High laws, statutes, and commandments. Keep going.
Verse 97. The sixth order, when it is shown to them how their face is to shine like the sun, and how they are to be made like the light of the stars, being incorruptible from then on. Verse 98.
Okay.
The seventh order, which is greater than all that they have been mentioned, to lock in. Seventh order, which is greater than all that have been mentioned, because they shall rejoice with boldness and shall be comforted without confusion and shall be glad without fear, for they hasten to behold the face of him whom they serve in life and from whom they are to receive their reward when glorified.
So it's showing us, they're showing us that they're way greater. if we follow the law, statutes, and commandments. And the Most High know what he has set in waiting for the ones that listen to his law, statutes, commandments, his judgments. Those that refuse to follow his law, statutes, and commandments, that's fighting against the Most High, the ones who that choose to not to believe that there's hell, choose not to believe that there is a power that created all things, the ones who believe in this Big Bang Theory, the ones who choose not to submit themselves to the righteousness of the Most High and line themselves up against the Most High and against the people of the Most High. These are the spirits the Most High do not want to see perish. Yet, all in all, we will be judged by our works. We will be judged by our deeds in the earth. The Most High is a jealous God because he do not want to see people worshiping wood and stone, knowing that these wood and stone cannot breathe, cannot do nothing. He's the only true living power besides the power of wickedness that lies, that's conniving, that murder, that steal, that will send you to Hades, to hell. The Most High don't want you to go that route. But if you go that route, the Most High is a jealous power. He do not want to see the spirits go that route. But if you go that route, so be it. Because it's still a judgment to the unrighteous, as well as there's a reward for the righteous. Let's read Deuteronomy. No, keep reading. Did you finish it, the 101?
No, I didn't.
Read the 101.
All right. This is the order, verse 99. This is the order of the souls of the righteous, as henceforth is announced. And the aforesaid are the ways of torment, which those who would not give heed shall suffer hereafter. I asked and said, will time therefore be given to the souls after they have been separated from the bodies to see what you have described to me? He said to me, they shall have freedom for 7 days, so that during these 7 days they may see the things of which you have been told, and afterwards they shall be gathered in their habitation.
So right there, it's giving us a time frame of when the spirit leaves the body, the righteous and the unrighteous. 7 different days, 7 different things. If it's righteous, what he just read, the ones that deem righteous will go through those 7 different things before they'll go to Abraham's bosom. The unrighteous, what we read earlier, which is 2 Esdras 7, 78 through 87, the unrighteous, they will go through those 7 different things before they go to Hades or hell. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. We're going to go to Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. This study is called Ahiah the Jealous God, Ahiah the Jealous Power, with the understanding that the Most High do not want to see the spirits, because he's the father of all spirits, he's the father of all creations. He do not want to see the wicked perish. The Most High is not jealous because an individual has $1 million, $1 billion, or a car lot or a TV show or whatever. The Most High could care less about those things, because the Most High could send a decree and take all things from you, because he could send a decree that that spirit is taken away from you. He'd be sent straight to hell. So the Most High is not jealous about no creation in the earth. The Most High is jealous to see his creation fall to the wicked one and be misled to hell, to Hades, and not see the glory of his righteousness, the glory of his kingdom, the glory, the power, the righteousness, the mercy, the grace that he bestowed on all his creation. That's why the Most High is jealous, because he do not want to see his creation, his essence, destroyed. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee the hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth man live.
So right here, the Most High fed the children of Israel with manna when they was in the wilderness. He fed them angels food, but yet at the same time, the people didn't have the understanding that man do not live off bread alone. They live off every word of the Most High Power, because the word of the Most High Power is life. Read 2 Esdras 3, verse 19 to 20. First, 2 Esdras 3, verse 19 to 20.
One moment.
Second address 3:19-20.
Second address chapter 3, verse 19. And thy glory went through four gates of fire and of earthquake and of wind and of cold, that thou mightest give the law unto the seed of Jacob, generation of Israel. And yet kiss thou not away from them a wicked heart, that thy law might bring forth fruit in them.
So right here, the Most High chose the children of Israel. He gave the children of Israel the law, statutes, and commandments, which they followed them, their life. But he did not take away the wicked heart. The wicked heart, which is the law of sin that every man share. Every man share the law of sin, the wicked heart. It don't matter what nation you're from, all mankind is subject to the law of sin, the wicked heart. But through the law, statutes, and commandments, following the Most High's word, you will live. You will live. The only difference the children of Israel have between the other nations is the children of Israel have a covenant with the Most High. And we are the ones, the holy seed that was chosen by the Most High. So we are the ones who supposed to follow the law, statutes, and commandments, go out and teach the other nations the ways of the Most High so they can live. The few that will serve the children of Israel in the kingdom, which is only going to be a small few, that will serve, that will yield to the Most High righteousness. It's only going to be a small few, like it's only going to be a small few in these last days of the children of Israel who are going to follow the Most High laws, statutes, and commandments. You understand? The scripture said a small remnant. So that's why we have to line ourselves up and do as much work possible. Repent from our wicked ways, and do as much work possible, pray, love our brothers, love our sisters, walk in the ways of Christ, put on Christ, and cleave to the new covenant. That's putting on Christ. Let's go to second, let's go to Matthew 4, verse 4.
But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Most High.
Read that again for me.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Most High.
Man shall not live off bread alone, but off every word of Ahaya, Ashah, Ahaya. So that will conclude our lesson tonight. Ahaya, the jealous power, the God of Israel, that the Most High is not jealous because people will not follow his laws, statutes, and commandments, because he's a power that rule over his creation with a vicious rod. The Most High is a power that has grace, mercy, and love, which endures forever. The Most High do not want to see the spirit, his spirit, the spirit that comes from him, in torment, in torture. He do not want to see mankind destroyed and fallen to Satan, the great adversary of man. So he is jealous that the sheep, the people, the spirit will follow Satan and will turn their backs on him, not understanding what he have in store for the righteous spirits. So that concludes our lesson tonight. Like I said again, Ahaya, the jealous power. So do your thing, brother. You want to
time? Yeah, man. I absolutely, like the brother said, concludes the lesson. Definitely want to say shout out to all the brethren and sisters out there. Hebrews and Shebrews, you know, putting in the work for the Most High, understanding that, you know, we got to endure to the end, and we are at the end. So, shout out to everybody who understand that we must come together in unison on one accord, man, and do what needs to be done to bring in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? So, I'd like to commend you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Getting on here, doing your thing. Give myself also a pat on the back, you know, just being able to continually do what we need to do, you know, dealing with so many things outside of, you know, the radio show or what have you. Shout out to the brother AJ, too. I see that boy in the queue.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the brother.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Most definitely. He's been riding the whole time, you know, hopefully still up. But shout out to you, brother. Shout out to the brother, Jeremiah, or the brother Mario, he hit me up tonight, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, spoke to him for a little second before the show, and that brother there, Jeremiah, the brother Mario, you know what I'm saying, he's the Most High put the spirit on that brother to give us the what do we call it, the illustration of the our warrior in Christ.
Yeah, that's the brother behind our banner. Shout out to the brother.
Yes. Most definitely, man. So I know he got some more stuff for us. He was telling me, but, you know, he's been busy, and he's about to be his father. He told me today in March. So congratulations, brother. This is a shout-out. I told you I was going to give you, man. We got to mix up that guy's teeth. There's a high-end man.
Okay. Congratulations on the newborn, you know, that's coming in the earth, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations.
That's it for me, man. That's of course, shout out to all, like I said, the brothers and sisters. I don't want to leave nobody out tonight. You know, everybody who called on the higher by Shem and Shia, you know, doing the work for the Most High, whether it be you know, making Bible covers, you know what I'm saying, making fringes.
Reread MC.
Absolutely. Making fringes or making metries, you know, dropping music.
Brother Maverick Brown.
So, you know, I don't want to leave somebody out, but that's what it is, man. We recognize the Hebrew community, man. Talking on the highest.
John Boy, Kanye Shabal, Alex, Ben O'Wild, wife, Yakal, Polo Cole, Art Chop. We don't want to leave everybody out. Keep going.
Everybody. I can't even think. You know, all y'all brothers, man, got nothing but love from the words in Christ. So, you know, hit us up, man. But that's pretty much what it is, man. It's about Shalom, man. You know, on the Sabbath. It's about Shalom.
Oh.
In for the most.
You know what we could do? You know what we could do? We could play the Hebrew Credo.
Yes, we didn't do that. I've seen that. Hail Israel. That's somebody singing on that track, brother? That'll be the outro then.
Exactly, okay. The Hebrew Credo.
Yeah,
shout
before
out
I play,
to
I'm going to go ahead and... Yeah.
Hold on, let me say something. Shouts out to everybody in Babylon. We here in the land. We was brought here in captivity. We need to be getting our minds right. Well, our minds should be already right. Well, we thinking outside of this country, but we thinking outside of this country, yet and still we should be getting ourselves ready to remove ourselves from this country physically. So, you know what I'm saying? We do exactly what Ahayah say do. You know what I'm saying? He say remove ourselves. He said, and it's also physically just as well as spiritually, because he said, be not partakers in her sins. So if we not partaking in her sins, I mean, we fall in the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High. And when we fall in the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, that means we linked up him with him in the spirit. So that means spiritually, we took ourselves outside of Babylonian way, and we done linked up ourselves with the Most High power by not partaking in the sins of Babylon, but yet and still, he said, come out of her, my people, which is physical. So it's physical and spiritual. Follow the law, statutes, and commandments, that's spiritual. And also, get out of here, which is physical.
Most definitely, brother. So that's what it is. We're going to, you know, go ahead and round it on up on that note. I couldn't have said it no better myself. So, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Shemaya, Sha'ala, Ahaya, Alahaya, Nau, Achat. We're going to go ahead and play that track, man. And, you know, we'll catch you all next Sabbath. Be the Lord's will.
Shabbat Shalom.
Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our power is one.
For those that have ears, let them hear. Shemaya, Shabbat, Ahaya. Praise the Most High for this very golden moment. I thank him for keeping my eyes open when the enemy blinds and tries hard to close them. Even though my heritage is stolen, I'm holding on to the word of the truth. It's about that time for us to wake up the youth, so they can realize what these false people do. Keep the Most High in your mind, he guides you. Praise the Most High, cause there's no one else above him. Keep his Ten Commandments and laws if you love him. Doing what you know is right in the name of Christ. Living in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost life. No longer in the flesh, my robe is all white. Temptation's trying to taint me, yeah right. Brothers and sisters, the time draws near. So for those that have ears, please let them hear. Shemaya, Shirala, Ahaya, Alahaya, Nawa, Ahaya, Akar. Shemaya, Shirala, Ahaya, Alahaya, Nawa, Ahaya, Akar.
But an angel's voice from heaven had the gospel that was preached. And they went home to earth until they gathered all the sheep. They went home to earth until his children should be sealed. And that that wicked one, Satan, prince of darkness, is revealed. The truth is from the Father, his will is that we teach, that his people in the earth that were scattered and called leaves. All the people of the Bible, they are kings and they are priests. Through the promises of Abraham, a land is what we see.
Israel.
It's a shame, it's a shame. My thoughts are so cloudy and the words are the rain. I'm thirsty for the water, the truth is eternal, but the lies must shoulder. You can't play both sides, you gotta cross the border. Take my hand and we'll walk to the water. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we gotta spread this truth to the poor and the meek.
Shemaya Shorala Ahaya, Alahaya Nawa Ahaya Acha. 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 Shemaya Shorala Ahaya.